Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Yandex has launched fast-loading Turbo Pages. Travel brands are increasingly taking part in Black Friday deals, and Google Shopping has rolled out several new features. Russian search engine Yandex has launched fast-loading Turbo Pages. Yandex Turbo Pages are similar to Google's accelerated mobile pages and load much faster than normal pages by only loading text, images, and video, and by using stripped-down code. Yandex Turbo Pages open in less than a second and are designed to improve user experience on slow mobile connections. Mobile internet speeds are significantly slower in Russia compared to the West. The stripped down nature of Yandex Turbo Pages means that they contain 10 times less content than a typical web page and load on average 15 times faster than a typical web page on a 3G mobile internet connection. Ivan Smirnov, the head of Yandex Turbo Pages, commented on the rollout, saying, "As the online audience in Russia relies more heavily on mobile, Turbo Pages will provide a more fluid user experience. With its fast download time, Turbo Pages will bring both users and publishers the benefits of more accessible and contextually relevant content." Travel brands are increasingly taking part in Black Friday deals. Whereas historically, travel brands have shied away from pushing sales in the lead-up to Christmas, there's been a significant uptake in the number of brands joining in with Black Friday in the last 3 years. This year, many big-name travel companies took part in Black Friday sales, including Expedia, Salamander Hotels and Resorts, Norwegian Cruise Line, International Expeditions, and Gate One Travel. The increase seems to be down to the fact that more and more people are choosing to give their loved ones experiences rather than physical gifts for Christmas. A spokesperson from Gate One Travel explained why they had decided to take part in Black Friday, saying, "Black Friday is relatively unique as we are able to dramatically increase activity for a significantly more concentrated period." Google Shopping has rolled out several new features. It's introduced a quick view button to Google Shopping ads, which when clicked on opens up additional information such as a product description, a larger image, product reviews, and a seller rating. Users can also use the quick view button to find visually similar items and other products by the same brand or retailer. It's also introduced updates to the knowledge panel on google.com to allow users to view product photos, videos, descriptions, and reviews. It's also started showing buying guides to help shoppers narrow down their options when they search for a broad category keyword. Finally, it's rolled out side-by-side comparisons when a user searches for a specific product to show the various prices, specs, and reviews for the product from different retailers. Research by Fevad predicts that e-commerce will play a major role in Christmas shopping this year in France. It predicts that around 90% of French internet users will conduct Christmas shopping research online this year, with around 70% then going on to actually buy from an online store. The amount of money spent is set to change compared to last year. The average total amount spent on Christmas shopping, both in-store and online, is predicted to be €278 per person this year, down slightly on last year. The amount spent online is set to rise, however, to €203. The report also looked at the devices that people are expected to use to do their online Christmas shopping. It predicts that 65% of people will use a computer, 18% will use a tablet, and 16% will use a smartphone to make online purchases. And finally, Google has announced that it wants to expand its presence in Japan. It's due to open a new office in the Shibuya area of Tokyo in 2019 with the aim of doubling its number of employees in the country. It's also announced that it wants to provide computer science education to 2 million students in Japan, something made possible by a new partnership with Minna no Code. It aims to train thousands of teachers across the whole of Japan, who will then be able to pass on their learnings to the students. It seems that the Japanese Googlers will be focusing on engineering, developing and improving new and existing software. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us. And be sure to check out our free catch-up TV service to view our full range of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. I'll see you next time.